Belle the ball.
Your mom didn't have to do this.
It's not for you. Your poor son's gonna miss his girlfriend so much next year.
8 months. Then I say goodbye to Degrassi, you bid adieu to Vanderbilt Prep, and we begin our lives. At Yale, together.
The place is filling up.
You're still one guest shy.
Yeah, leave it to my sister to upstage you at your own party.
By now, I look forward to Fiona's big entrances. She's got a flair for the dramatic.
Yeah, you two will be BFFs in no time.
Yeah. I'm here. And you brought a guest.
Bobby Beckenridge.
Dex, what's up?
Someone drag you away from polo with the Sultan?
My boyfriend came voluntarily.
Well, well. Double B.
Just go thank your mom for playing Cupid. Amazing.
You sure you want to go home? Things could get interesting.
Big brother doesn't approve of Double B.
It's her first real boyfriend.
Look at you all protective.
Yeah, maybe it's none of my business. Still hates me.
So last breakup is for good?
Believe me, it's best for both of us. It's gonna be a lonely place back at Degrassi. Double espresso, hit me.
There's gotta be some cool people you can hang out with this year.
Man, all my friends graduated, our band is dead, I got no girlfriend.
And I'll have a large double-double once you two ladies are done with your sewing circle.
Who's this guy?
A future regular customer. I just transferred to the school down the street.
Oh, there'll be tons of cool people at Degrassi.
Oh, you go there?
Yes.
I got you.
Thanks.
I'm Drew.
Hey, Seth.
See you at school, bro.
Future girlfriend.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Principal Simpson.
Principal Simpson. That'll never get old. Hey, don't forget about the elections, all right? Class rep spots are wide open.
Dave, remember the thing you asked me to do to impress Allie? Well, there's just a little glitch.
Not the ranking thing? I don't sweat a comment. New strategy. Allie won't be able to resist the new grade 10 class rep.
I haven't even seen you at all.
I know, it's ridiculous. We should have seen you.
Hey, Allie. Want to work on my class rep campaign?
Why would I do that?
So we get some quality time together.
Oh, well, see, I'd love to, but I'm busy.
With what?
I'll find something.
Start writing your victory speech.
I'm shooting up to leave.
Really?
Holly J, I'm in a good place now. I admire you, and I think we could be really good friends. We need to.
Wow. The Hamptons were good to you. What was it? The sailing, the tennis, the new beau?
And a good therapist. It's a shame you have to go. Me and Bobby, you and Declan could have double dated.
Leave me. I will be back here as soon as humanly possible.
Here's your carry-on. I'll call and visit.
We'll barely have time to miss each other.
With your schoolwork and SATs and running student council, this year will fly by. Here,
for you.
Wow, that's so romantic.
I love you, Holly J.
You don't have to cry. I wish you could bend, but then you just break. You reach for your keys, now you're driving away. You can't hear your thoughts for the sound of the rain.
Chairs.
42? Dave, I need to talk to you.
See? It's all too easy.
What can I do you for?
Thanks to you, it's like I barely exist as far as the school's concerned. Dave Turner's Girls of Degrassi page? 42?
This doesn't make any sense.
How could you do this?
I told you there was a problem with the code.
Good morning, people. All right, everyone, take your seats. I mean, what seats? There are no seats. As your new principal, I've introduced some changes. Big, big changes. Starting with, wait for it. Balls.
Balls?
Balls?
Exercise balls, you know, to improve posture, heighten attentiveness.
Is he okay?
And I'd like to introduce your new instructor, Ms. O.
Hi.
Are you even old enough to be a teacher?
No bouncing.
We are A1 at Vanderbilt Prep. Ready?
I almost forgot what privilege looked like.
Let's go meet our new peers.
In a minute.
Aren't you coming for orientation?
Bobby's giving me the private tour.
Okay. Just be careful.
Why?
I know it's a big deal, your first boyfriend, but you're definitely not his first girlfriend.
I'm a big girl, Declan.
Good. Because here he comes.
The coins are in my house. Ready for the tour, Fifi?
You two have fun.
I want to show you some places not on the map. Deserted classrooms. Dark corridors, secret stairwells.
I better be the only girl getting the private tour today.
Fiona, you are my one and only. But I'll warn you, here at Vanderbilt, the lies, the gossip, it can get ugly.
I'm familiar with the gossip. And if you want to talk ugly, you know my opinion on these uniforms.
I may have had a chat with the headmaster. Told him I know a designer with some great ideas.
Yeah, and?
Gold donors brunch. You show your designs to the people who drop the biggest coin on Vanderbilt.
My designs? For real? We have to get started tonight.
What do I know about designing uniforms?
Well, I thought we could do it together.
Sculling team's night out. Sorry. Hey. I did something nice. You should be happy.
I am.
Bro will be there keeping tabs on me.
And Bronwyn and airport parking lots do not mix. I ate on the plane. Okay. Yeah, I'll see you when you get home, Mom. Love you too. Bye. This is weird.
So how was the first day of school for the most popular senior at Degrassi?
Popular, says who?
My eyes and ears on the ground.
What? All the actual cool guys graduated. You were in that band and some insane girls actually think you're cute.
Really? Whatever. I'm just gonna fly under the radar till grad.
Or you could capitalize on this popularity. Run for president.
Holly J is gonna be president.
You yourself told me she has no competition. Hardly sounds like a democracy.
It's not democracy, it's high school. Holly J has the support of the entire student body.
Yeah, because she's the only one running.
Think of the opportunities. And it looks good on college applications.
So does the returning president always get to skip the first day of school?
Nothing happens day one.
How was your orientation?
Well, I can recite the motto. List 200 years of chancellors and direct you to several fire exits.
Have you even had a chance to miss me?
Every second of every minute. I keep thinking about how it'll all be worth it when we're back together.
Oh, there you are. Oh, so glad you're back, sweetie.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Declan.
Hi, Miss Sinclair. I'll let you two catch up. Don't have too much fun at Degrassi tomorrow.
Don't have too much fun with the guys tonight. Bye. Okay, what's with the boxes?
What? No, I missed you. How was your day? We sold the house.
You what?
Well, we found an apartment just a few blocks away.
An apartment? Well, how bad is it? I mean, I know Dad's been out of work for a while, but...
Well, our fund manager, he lost our savings. All of it.
My college fund, Yale!
There are universities nearby. And we are moving so that we can afford to send you to one.
Oh, sweetie. We'll talk about this more when your dad gets back, okay?
Yeah. I need to hydrate.
What did you guys do last night?
You know, just some good cleanish fun.
Cleanish.
You know, at first I wasn't too sure about Bobby. It's a good thing Mom didn't ask my opinion before she set you up.
Shouldn't set us up.
Oh, come on, Fee. He's a guy from a connected family. But anyway, last night Bobby was on his best behavior. Said all the right things. Think it's probably best I just keep my nose out of it.
See? You don't have to big brother me anymore.
I hear you're designing new uniforms.
I'm going for something stylish yet timeless.
Not looking. I want to be just as surprised as all of the other gold donors. First week at Vanderbilt, and you're already making an impression.
Well, it helps to have friends in high places.
I'm glad that you and Bobby are hitting it off.
What do you say, Holly J?
I hope I can count on your vote.
I'm starting to think you weren't coming back to New York.
Neglect my responsibilities as president? Never.
Right. Then there's something we should talk about.
Can it wait? I have like a million things to do for the class rep election. Dave Turner, as any loser thinks he can run for office.
Yeah, I was thinking of running.
Oh. Well, we've got an opening for secretary.
I was thinking something a bit more presidential.
But I'm her. I mean, she's me. Nobody's running against me.
Severman.
Drew, what's up?
Who's this?
This is my competition for student council president.
What?
You're running.
Hey, Drew.
Cool.
Sav, listen. You and I both know that you're not exactly president material, but I'm gonna need advice.
No, really. I think the world's ready for President Sav Taj Bhandari.
There's my girl.
You're late. I missed first period.
Come on, ethics. Whatevs.
I got in late last night.
Where'd you guys go?
It's a place.
So who all was there?
What, am I on trial here?
I'm just trying to make conversation.
If I have something to say, I'll converse.
Fine, whatever.
Where are you going?
Ow! That hurts!
I'm sorry. Let me fix it. Better? Let's go. I'll tell you where we hid the armadillo on the way.
You kidnapped Armin?
Our mascot's fine.
Attention, everyone. Hi. For all you Niners and noobs, I'm Holly J. St. Clair, your incumbent student council pres. Now, I look forward to serving you once again, and I urge you all to vote for your class reps in the upcoming election.
Excuse me, can I say something? Hi. Holly J was a pretty good president, but she thinks she could just waltz in here and take over again with no competition. Now, call me crazy, but that doesn't sound like democracy. It's time for change. And this right here, this is the face of change. Vote Sav Vandari for student council president.
You see who's not president material?
Holly's body language indicates she's angry. Probably because of you.
Thanks, genius.
You're welcome. Wait, that was sarcasm. What did I do?
The ranking system, it was supposed to be rigged, remember? Ali's number one by a mile. She's flattered she likes me, that was the whole point. Now even if I do win class rep, she'll never date me.
I told you there was a problem. The algorithms aren't waterproof.
Great. All summer I've been just a friend, and now I'm not even that. It's all gone.
Now you're angry.
And Asperger's training is really paying off, isn't it?
Welcome back.
Not now, Anya.
I'm sorry. I'm stressed. Stupid Sav.
Tell me about it. When he broke up with me, it was a blessing in disguise.
Yale's not going to accept a presidential runner-up. If I lose, I'm a loser. I'll never be with Declan, and my life is over.
And who will look out for the best interests of the students?
Right. That too.
So how can I help take Sav down?
Still haven't forgiven him for dumping you on prom night?
Minutes after we exchanged virginities. Imagine if I had gotten pregnant, I would have spent senior year out here.
Plus, Sav would have been a major pariah for getting a girl knocked up.
Let me know if there's anything I can do to help.
Cool. Thanks, Anya.
These are cute.
Yeah, anywhere my dad's ever been, he's brought one back for Declan and me. Cheesy little surprise.
Nothing wrong with a little fromage. What is all this stuff?
It's for the uniforms.
So you're actually gonna, like, sew them?
The real thing's better than a drawing. And if we're gonna get Vanderbilt to change.
Well, let's not get too excited. The headmaster said he'd look at new designs.
And once he sees my updates, he'll be convinced. The whole school will be styling because of moi.
You mean because of us?
That's right. Vanderbilt's new golden couple. You know my family loves you.
I know what I'd love.
Not now, Bobby. People are gonna be home soon.
Come on, we'll make it quick.
Bobby, please!
Your parents would probably throw a party if they caught us together.
Get away from me!
Get back here!
Get out!
Look, we both just got carried away. I'll give you some money.
Out!
What?
Morning.
Trying to give me a heart attack?
Why, do you feel one coming on?
I'll live.
Well, in that case, I want to apologize. I know you're only running because I said you couldn't, so I'm sorry, okay?
You think I'm that shallow? Tell me something, Holly J. Why do you want to be president?
Well, I like being in charge.
Same here.
Since when?
Might be time I gave it a try.
Well, it also looks good on a resume. Especially if the Ivy League is in my future.
You're not the only one with a future.
You're right. It's just that my future doesn't involve teen fatherhood.
Well, yeah, that would just be weird. Wait, what?
I know, Sav. Anya told me.
Told you?
You're gonna have a lot on your plate next year, being student council president and a dad.
You said anything about being a dad?
You don't have to pretend anymore, sweetie. Anya told me she's pregnant.
Ready, Hattie? The guests are starting to arrive for brunch.
Where are you going?
Come see what a lucky girl you are. You right there?
So I don't need